Everybody to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are glad you are joining us today, either live or later on a podcast. We're just glad that you're with us. God bless every single one of you. It's going to be a great day. It already has been a great day. I mean a super great day. And so we look forward to this time in the Word with great music, with lively chat, with Dr. Angel and Nan today, with me, Pastor Marcia McAllister. And as always, we are live in the studio every Sunday afternoon. Feel free to call a friend, text a friend, and say, why don't you listen to the show with me today? And maybe you can comment to each other, or you can comment to me, which is fine. And if you do that, 727-888-4171. 727-888-4171 if you want to contact me during the show. One more time, I'll give it to you. 727-888-4171. So anyway, we're glad you're with us, and it's going to be a great day on the air. A lot of stuff going on for us in the ministry, Dr. Angel. And let me see which mic you're on. 3. All right, Nan, you are on 4. We're going to get you guys situated here just a minute. So much is going on, Dr. Angel. What have we been doing for the last 3 months?
We have been remodeling our new building facilities.
I don't know that we've really been remodeling more than 2 months, but I just said 3. But when the whole process began, it was probably 3 months ago, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And have we had any fun with this?
We have. We have really. We've worked really hard, but we have had so much fun. And,
it's just been
such a blessing.
Yes. It's so great to take a space that God provided for us and for your practice and to turn it into exactly what we wanted it to be, with a lot of labor from our Beaconites and friends, Beaconites and friends, and just turn it into a place for the presence of God to come and move mightily like he did this morning.
Absolutely. You know, and when it's so amazing just to sit there, and we know we're in the exact building that God has given us. He has provided the labor that we've needed, the funds when we've needed it. Like, he has been with us every step of the way.
Oh, he totally has. Yes. And Nan, how about you? Are you,
Am I?
Are you, like, enjoying being in our new facility?
I am enjoying being.
We're getting some echoes there, girls.
Okay.
I'm trying to straighten out your mics. Go ahead.
Okay, you keep talking. Okay. You know, I was sitting there this morning and standing there this morning during our praise and worship, and I just looked around, and I was just almost in awe of what the workers and the volunteers who have done that, what they have done, and the end result of what is there is just so beautiful. And like Angel said, you know, God brought the volunteers as needed and the funds as needed. And
right.
We have a very beautiful facility, you know, which we will be advertising the address at some point and encouraging people, if
sure,
they don't attend at a church, come on and join us. We have a great facility we're in. And, you know, the Spirit of the Lord did really move. We just had a strong anointing this morning in the service, and people were blessed, and I'm excited about our new facility.
Well, I am too, Nan, and you've put that very well. It's so much fun just to be there. Angel and I went back there after lunch in between so we could do some work and get organized for a new week of everything that needs to be done. And I don't know about you, Angel, but it was just fun to be in there.
It really is.
And so some of you out there are going, well, what's so special about it? Well, we've painted every single surface. We've laid new floor in the entire place.
And by laying new floor, we laid the floor. We did not hire this out.
No, we did it ourselves. Vinyl flooring and part of it, and then carpeting. And
built a new bathroom.
Built a new bathroom, did plumbing. Now we're putting in a new kitchen this week and getting the sound system all hooked up. And we've had a temporary system that I use for revivals and funerals. And it's worked pretty good.
It sure has.
You know, it's pretty powerful. But we are looking forward to having everything up and running with our mics and all that. It's just a joy to know what God has planned for Beacon of Hope. We are in our 18th year, which is crazy and hard to believe. This is 2019, right? Yeah, it is. So we started in September of 01, so 18th year. And it's like, it's just, we've never given up. We've never stopped, Nan. You know how we've had people say, oh, there's so few of you. And yet we just keep growing and adding new people. And we just keep persevering, right?
Right. You know, Satan will try to bring those people around to discourage you. And
right.
you
sure.
had a team of people behind you.
Oh, yeah.
And who was faithful and kept being there. And it's so exciting. I mean, this is only our second week in there. We had new people last week. We had new people
today.
This week. People are telling their friends and bringing their friends in. It's just such a beautiful thing to see that happen.
Well, and we're doing mission work at the restaurant on the corner.
Yes, we are.
Discuss that, Angel.
You know, it's great. We've been going there and eating a lot of our meals while we've been remodeling.
Family dining. It's so cute.
It's a great family diner, but, you know, they're coming to know us. And yet today we were ministering to the waitress and another customer who overheard a conversation. You know, so God is moving. God is moving.
And that customer is going to set up a counseling appointment with you. So how about that?
That's pretty awesome.
It pretty much is, isn't it? Woo! So, yeah, if we seem excited, we are over the moon excited about what God has done. He gets all the glory and the praise. He has arranged it. He's brought the people in. He's brought the finances in. He is still continuing to do that. And if you'd like to donate to Beacon of Hope, go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com. Homepage, bottom, it says donations. It'll open a window for PayPal. Because there are people that are giving that are surprising to me, Dr. Angel.
Very surprising.
Right? Yeah, so it's happening. 10,000 reasons for my heart to sing. Here we go. Let's get started. Living the good life today. Well, that was the wrong place. Nan, why don't you start with prayer while I get that queued up right.
Yes, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today in awe of what you have done with our church and what you're doing with our church. Father, we praise your name for this radio show and the lives that are changed. Many, many lives are changed as a direct result of this radio show. Father, I pray there be a special, special anointing on the show today. And whether they're listening to it live or in the future, Father, just bless the people listening. Open up their eyes to your word. Let them know that you're there for them and that you will help them and be with them in all that they face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
10,000 reasons. Thank you, Nan. Got the right CD this time.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, it's time to sing your song. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh. has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the
song. We got to do that at Beacon soon. And by the way, that's kind of the style we do, the contemporary. You want to comment on that, Nan or Angel, either one?
Well, you know, yeah, you know, we do. We take the contemporary, cutting edge, great songs,
right.
Great worship songs. And it's just amazing. Good time of worship.
Oh, we did I Raise the Hallelujah today. Boy, was that ever powerful. Powerful. Nan, what does the music do for you? It's just so good.
You know, it kind of propels you forward into your worship.
It does.
In preparation for the sermon and the teaching that's going to come out, it's like you're really prepared for that, you know, and the anointing is on the songs. You know, Pastor Jim, you pray over the songs, you select the songs,
right.
What you feel led to do, you know, and it's kind of cool because, you know, it doesn't matter kind of what you walk in church with, meaning people may be facing difficult times, something's going on in their lives, they've been in an argument with their spouse, or whatever, and you come in there and you can just leave it all at the door as you praise the Lord, and it just lifts you into a higher place. Then when you walk back out, you're also better able to deal with what you're facing because you've spent this wonderful time with God.
That is very beautifully put, Nan. That was excellent. And, you know, I think a lot of people have grown up in churches, Angel, where they did not do this style of music. They did maybe old hymns or whatever. Nothing against the old hymns. They had a place and a time. But what God is inspiring, the anointed worship songs that are raising up across this land and, frankly, around the world, and Hillsong, Australia, all these different groups, it is just such a blessing to be able to sing those at church, to use that kind of music on our show. Just
absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. You know, it just really helps you connect. You know,
it does.
It definitely helps you connect with Him. You don't leave the same way you walk in.
No, you don't. No, you walk in and you just hear this worship and it's just amazing. We invite you to join us at our new digs, and I like to call them that. Maybe that's because we had to dig in and work so hard. Maybe that's why I'm calling it that. I don't know. 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater. I'll give that to you again if you'd like to write it down. 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater. And you have your counseling ministry there. You want to talk about that? Because you just put snacks in your mouth, didn't you?
I sure did. I snuck a snack.
That's all right.
Snack.
All
it's
right.
Okay.
Go ahead. This is kind of the desire, the dream of you for a long time. You want to discuss your dream?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So it's been over a decade since God has planted this dream of a private counseling practice. And now it has been open for 2 weeks. So watching that fulfillment has been amazing. And, you know, just being able to be a part of people's journey, to help them find strength for their battle, to help encourage them, to help them move forward and to find that healing. It's an amazing journey to be able to be with people and share that moment. And so, you know, in counseling, I love working with my children and teens. I love working with my adults, couples, and families. So, you know, I pretty much handle
all
the whole
of
spectrum there. But, and I love each population for what they bring. And just watching the healing happen.
And you're already in getting ready to start your very first training with therapists that have you have mentored. And so there's a lot of things that are going to be going on, small groups. A week from Wednesday night, June 5th, will be our first Wednesday night Bible study again. Yes, we're looking forward to that now that we have room for everybody. 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday nights. Come bring your Bible and a notebook and come and dig in the Word with us. There's that word, dig, again.
Digging in.
And dig it in, Nan.
Well, I want to say, also, I always like to put this part in. You know, people might say, well, I can't come because of the time it is in dinner. Bring dinner. That's what I do with my work schedule. I live in Tampa. You know, I work a certain time. I have to go take care of my dog. I have a lot of stuff to do to just get back over here. I don't have time to eat, except I bring my food with me. I can munch on my food, take notes, and participate in the Bible study.
Yeah, and we have tables. You'll be
exactly.
For Bible study, not for church. That's just a regular, beautiful setting in our sanctuary. But for Bible study, we have tables and chairs that we will acquire on Tuesday, and just in time. And a huge 12-foot whiteboard that Pastor Jim and I like to write all over as we teach. It's really a teaching time, and Angel's joining the teaching team there. We're excited about that. She's going to be a part of this new study that we are starting a week from Wednesday, and it's called Resurrection Now and Forever. And it's going to be a study of the end times. It's going to be a study of what's going to happen, the thousand-year reign of Christ. And you're going to be a part of that, too.
I am so excited.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to be a part of that.
It's great.
And, you know, and then, you know, God's laid on our heart to do workshops to help people get through, you know, things that they're struggling with, like parenting skills or self-esteem or relationships. And so there's going to be a lot of amazing ministry happening in that building.
Oh, my gosh. We're already seeing. It's going to be being used 7 days a week.
Yes. For ministry,
counseling, counseling center. It says on the door where healing happens. We're going to have a new banner up on front of the building soon, and it's got to say where healing happens, because that's who we are as a ministry and who you are as a professional PhD licensed mental health counselor. That's who you are too, where healing happens.
Absolutely.
So it fits both of us. So I couldn't be more excited. I just, it's a dream come true. And dear friends out there in Radio Land, if God has given something to you, He's planted a seed in your life. Maybe He's got a calling on your life. Maybe He has said, someday you're going to be doing X, Y, Z, whatever, pastoring or evangelism work or whatever. Don't let go of that dream. Don't let go. Nan, talk about that, because so often we get so discouraged, we get defeated, and we let go of the dream and we just become complacent and lazy.
Well, you know, I mean, God can plant that dream within you. You need to stay focused on that. Satan, of course, is going to come against you in whatever ways he knows
why?
To come against
Why?
Because he does not want the dream fulfilled. He does not want you moving forward in the ministry that God has for you to do.
Yes.
And so it's so important, especially when you have a dream like that and it's been placed in your heart, it's so important to stay focused on God.
Absolutely.
Praise Him for that. Trust Him for that, and when doubt starts to come in, rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Take authority over that doubt and say,
amen.
I'm not taking the doubt. I'm staying on with my dream and the dream that God has put in me, and it is going to come to pass, period. Amen. Satan, get behind me.
And next Sunday on the radio show and in our service, we're going to address doubt. I already know what we're going to address and how that happens in our lives, the fruit of not tackling it, doing something about it. We're going to really work on that. And usually we try to coordinate the radio show with kind of what the theme is at church right now. We're in Judges chapter 6. The series that we're in right now is Becoming. And so we sometimes coordinate our Thursday night life coaching show with our Sunday series. Do we not, Dr. Angel?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We started a series last Thursday night on Go Yard, which airs here, same network, every Thursday night, 6:06 p.m., life coaching, counseling show. Talk about it. It's just you and me. You, Dr. Angel, me, Mama Mac.
Yes, we do. And, you know, it's bringing, you know, it's the principles of God's Word, really. I mean, God's the ultimate life coach. And so, but bringing it into your everyday life, your relationships, your work, where you are, who you are, and we're taking that term of becoming who you're supposed to be, who were you meant to be, and living our purpose, with passion, and that's the series we're working there.
And, you know, a lot of people do not know who they were meant to be.
I agree.
Would you both agree with that, Nan? There are so many times in our lives which we struggle with, God, do you have something more for me to do? I don't know what it is. I don't feel like I am accomplishing much for your kingdom. And the devil likes for us to think that we're not accomplishing much for the kingdom of God, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. You know, I know with me, I can look back at other times in my life, I was really, really involved with the, not that I'm not involved now, but it was just different at the time. It was just different, you know, and, you know, just, we just need to, there again, I mean, we already discussed it, but stay focused on your dream.
Stay focused.
And, you know, someone might be in a lull period, shall we say, between what they have been doing and then what they are doing now. And that can be a time of just spending much more time focused on God, trusting him, asking for his direction and guidance, and he will be there and you will move forward.
He wants to give us guidance.
Absolutely.
He's our good, good father. So he wants to answer our prayers and give us direction on where we're going and what we're becoming, right,
Absolutely.
Angel?
You know, and I think part of it is we live in this society, you know, I call it the Burger King culture. We want it our way and we want it now. And who we are becoming is a process. It's a journey because we're changing as he's moving into moving us where he designed us to fit in and how he designed to use us. And it's not something that you're going to say, yes, I want to find my purpose today and tomorrow you're living it.
No,
it's a process
takes
time. Of preparing us for that. I mean, this has been a 10-year journey just to get into having this private practice because God had to prepare me and give me experiences
sure.
that would teach me how to do this
Absolutely.
The right way. And so just, you know, my one of my favorite verses that's carried me through is Philippians 1:6. You know, being confident that he who began a good work in me will see it through till completion. I write it,
Amen.
I hang it, and I read it every day to keep me going forward.
It's because it's really God's job to nudge us in the right direction, right? To lead us by his voice to us, by the word, by sermons you may hear, by a song you may hear. And God will get you in the right place at the right time if you're willing and obedient. Love this verse. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. Talk about that, Nan.
Well, you know, I've been at Beacon 8 years now. Part of the radio show 7 years now. And God moved me to Beacon. It makes a very interesting story how I got here. But I got here. And you know, one of the things he's been able to use me with is the gift of poetry.
Yeah.
And there's been many, many, many times that poems have been inspired for groups or for individuals.
You had one for me last Sunday.
Absolutely. And, you know, we need to bloom where we're planted.
Exactly.
And sometimes you don't necessarily, like Angel is saying, you know, it took 10 years from that initial time to get where she is right now today. You know, we need to, it's like a seed when you plant a seed. And it may appear to lie dormant for a while. It's doing what it's supposed to be doing, but we don't see it come up just yet. And then when you start
That's
seeing
a great
it,
metaphor.
When you start seeing it come up, I know my relatives live in southern Georgia. And it's so neat to be up there during cotton time because
yeah.
the cotton is opening up all over,
it's
and
beautiful.
It's just beautiful white, you know. But I've also seen the cotton when it wasn't like that; it was just all green stuff, and it hadn't come out yet. You know, the plant had come up, but the cotton hadn't shown up yet. And that's kind of the way it is with sometimes we need to do like Sister Angel has said. Sister Angel, sorry about that.
Doctor
Angel, good, Sister Nan.
Sister Nan, you know,
don't call me that.
Pastor, I call you Pastor.
Thank you. That's correct.
But you know that's important. You know, and that
yes.
and that was something that God planted in your heart 10 years ago, and it took 10 years, like you say, of the training and what you went through to bring you to this point. That some people, and I'm going to go this far. Some people may say, well, I want it. Well, like you just said, the Burger King, I want it now. Like she has said already, it is a process. And you need to go forward in that process like you did in that process. And there were tough moments in that process.
Oh,
I
yes.
know there were because you shared some of them with me. You know, but now you're like reaping the fruit of the land.
Absolutely.
And that's where you are right
and
now.
And every time I walk in that building, that's what it feels like
it
to
me. It does.
Me
too.
It is just amazing.
It just feels so amazing, so wonderful. We're seeing God's promises fulfilled. And we started a series last week, and if you missed last Sunday afternoon show, you can go to tantalknetwork.com, open up the podcast tab, and there will be a little place where you can hit a blue internet link, hit that, and then all the names of all the shows here on Tan Talk Network will come up, and you will go to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, or our Thursday night show, Go Yard, which means hitting a home run. So you can go to either one of those shows and click on it and find shows you missed, or go to our websites, www.bohmglobal.com or goyard2014.org. So that's how you access old shows. And if you can't remember, then shoot me a text and I'll send it to you again, all right? And so we're talking about Gideon. We began this series last week, and we're going to talk more about Gideon in just a few minutes. But Gideon was right at the right place at the right time. So I propose, Angel and Nan, we're at the right place at the right time.
I agree.
Because by the time we left the restaurant today, you had two new clients. One was left crying in her booth. God is moving and opening doors of ministry like never before. Come one, come all. Come join us on Sundays at 10, Wednesdays at 6:30, starting June 5th. Gideon, we're going to talk about him in just a moment. Let's do this song, The Well, by Casting Crowns. Why would we do a song like The Well, Angel?
Well, you know, with The Well, I love that because, you know, the water just comes through the well. But you have to prime a well. You know, and that's us becoming. We're in that priming stage as we're becoming. And once we really get primed, that well just flows and flows and cleanses us and, you know, just brings us more into where we're supposed to be.
Oh, absolutely. I wrote on my paper some other time, clear back, when I used this song, some of the words from this song, come as you are, rest in my arms for a while.
Wow. Yes, that river of life flowing through you.
Leave it all behind, leave it all behind, leave it all behind, leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, it just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, as you are. When your last prayer is spoken, just rest in my arms a while. You'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. It's all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. Try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Yeah. Leave it all behind. picture full of love beyond measure. Your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see a living water is found in me. 'Cause you come to the well. Yeah. It's all who thirst will thirst no more. It's all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind.
Your pursuit of perfection.
Leave it all behind.
Your fear of rejection.
Leave it all behind.
Your temporary pleasure.
Leave it all behind.
And come to the well of God's presence. He wants to change you and mold you and make you into all that you can be for Him. So what are you becoming? And you got a poem there for us.
I do.
And by the way, we need to remind our audience that God gives you these different times during the show. It's not something that you bring with you or anything like that. It just happens.
That's true. Look to me, I will see you through. Come to my well, I'll help you in what to do. I have many things in store. Will you look to me and believe? Of the dream in your heart, of the beginning of that will be conceived. Do you long more of me? Come to the well for refreshing. You will feel so much better, and of your doubt you'll be freed. You will stand as a beacon for all around to see. Point them to my well that they can be free.
Oh, that's good.
I won't say so. This is, it's like a well, but this is a strange thing. Y'all come to expect that out of me, I guess.
Yeah.
And people, they just have to understand that's just the metaphors and things that happen in my life. That reminded me of something, and I gave one to someone one time. I got a little mister, one of those little, just small type, just a spray bottle.
Yeah.
And I would sometimes just, if I was feeling real down, I would just spray it up, and it was like, that
ooh,
mist, that
yeah,
mist coming, reminded me of waterfalls.
Right.
Reminded me of peaceful times.
Sure.
You know, and we go to the well, and it, you know, we're pumping the well out of the water out of the well, you know, with the pump. But this is kind of on a little bit different twist. But still, it was so refreshing to me. It was just something I did, and I kept it in my car, and
yeah,
it was just a refreshing the mist of that water flowing.
Well, the Word of God is called the water of the Word, right? So when we drink of the Word, we drink of Jesus. Jesus is called the Word, right? So when we take it in, like we're doing right now, and we absorb what He has for us, it is refreshing. It does bring peace. It does change our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly does. We're going to Gideon. We're in Judges chapter 6. We're not going to repeat everything we did last week. We're just going to kind of tell you that Gideon was one of those guys that God had a calling on his life, but he really didn't want to fulfill it because he didn't think he was good enough, adequate enough, smart enough, anything. And in fact, when God comes and appears to him and he says, I'm your God, don't be shocked here, don't be afraid, nothing. Gideon had a task to perform because the Midianites were constantly stealing all the grain, all the seeds that the Israelites planted in the ground. Therefore, the Israelites were famished. They were constantly in famine state because the Midianites were stealing their food. And the word Midian means contention, judgment, and strife. So I propose to you all today out there in Radio Land that that spirit of judgment, that spirit of contention, strife, tries its best to take God's word out of our lives. Talk to us about that, Nan. You know it and I know it, that if we can get mad about something, if we can get all up in a big old snit about something, we're not going to be thinking about the glories of God or God's presence in our lives. We're on a rant. We're on a tirade or whatever.
They both can't exist in our lives. Not, I mean, we may still think God is there, and he is there, but the fulfillment, the peace, the love, the joy that we can have in him and do have in him can't really be that fulfilled when we're on the tyrant rage, we're upset at somebody, and we hold on to that for 3 months, and you
right,
know, just
sure.
The things that come, you know, that come against us that we focus on, and there again, that's simply a trick of the enemy.
It is
Satan to get us out of focus,
right,
and not staying focused on where we're supposed to stay, which is on
exactly.
God and His goodness and His mercy and His grace and His just His being Him there.
Amen. And so the children of Israel were constantly besieged by Midian. Strife, judgment, contention. They were all their food was stolen. They were famished, and they were also discouraged and defeated. And that's where we start the story in Judges chapter 6, because Gideon is busy at midnight so that the Midianites perhaps were sleeping and wouldn't catch him, busy trying to make bread in the old winepress area. He was trying to do something to feed his family, and he was doing it late at night so he would not be detected. And so often, Angel, instead of having a bold confession of who we are as God's children and how much God loves us and what God's nature is, we try to hide all that from people.
You know, we do, and that's an insecurity.
Yeah.
And, you know, we care more about what we think others are thinking of us. And we do. We do try to hide that part of us from everyone. So, you know, here Gideon is just a regular human. You know, I think sometimes we look at the people in the Bible and we think they're some kind of, like, super spiritual humans. They were regular humans with
yeah.
the same fears, doubts, everything that we feel. But here's the thing. God still honored him where he was.
Right where he was. Accepted
him
right where he was. And that'll preach all day long, Angel, because, you know, you being a therapist, you got to accept people where they are when they walk in the door. And then you got to try to motivate them into a better plan of action for their life, right? But you don't just sit and you never belittle them.
No.
I know how you counsel. You do not tell them how wrong they are and all that. It is a matter of a growing process, right? Just like God treats us.
Yes.
Because he's a good, good father.
Absolutely. He designed us, he created us, and he knows where we are, and he's patient.
Well, and he picks Gideon, and Gideon goes, no, not me, no. He says, God is with you, almighty warrior, is what he says to Gideon in verse 12 of Judges 6. And Gideon goes, with me? Oh, no, 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 no. If God were with me, then why is all this bad stuff happening? Which we did address last week on the show, so I won't go into detail about that. But so often we get hung up on the circumstances around us and think that God is checked out on in our lives and that he's not there to help us, talk to us, Nan. We get there at pity party time.
We do, and we shouldn't. I mean, we shouldn't.
But we do.
But we do. I think it's part of our humanism.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we do that, we really just need to refocus.
Yes.
On what is the truly what needs to happen in our lives. And that's
right.
the you know, I'm not saying people don't put God as number one, but I tell you what, when you start putting some of this other strife and stuff and up there, it kind of takes a toll on the totem pole of where it sets.
Right. It really does try to defeat you. And we see Gideon, he says, wait a minute, you can't use me, God. I'm from the least tribe, the tribe Manasseh. That is, it's least favored. In fact, it's quote-unquote, on the street, the worst tribe. And not only that, my family is, you know, it's not that great. And I'm the least in the family. I'm the runt of the litter. So he makes his case to God. God, you're calling me a mighty warrior? You can't use me. I'm nothing. I am a mess. I'm the runt of the litter. Talk to us about that, Angel. Because it goes so along with what we're doing on Thursday night's show, because we're becoming more than what we are right now is the whole goal.
You know, often we do this, and I love that God calls him Mighty Warrior, because God sees us through the view of who
yes.
he's called us to be.
Yes.
He doesn't see us in the view of where we are now and gives us the name.
Right.
He knows where we're going. He already sees us in that view, no matter what we see in ourselves. And so often we do that. We try to talk God out of, well, I don't have enough education, or I'm poor, or I'm this, or I'm that. God can't use me. God, if we're obedient,
right,
he comes through. He can use any of us.
It's
absolutely our obedience that he needs. So, but God is faithful, and he uses a willing vessel and a willing heart.
Goes back to the verse I quoted earlier, Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. So God looks for our willingness and our obedience. God found Gideon, who thought he could not be a mighty warrior. There's no way. And God looks at him directly in verse 14 of Judges 6, and he says, go in this strength that's yours. And he says, save Israel from Midian. I just sent you. Haven't I just sent you? Well, to Gideon, who would felt so less than, who felt so inadequate, this had to be hard to swallow. Right, Angel?
Oh, well, I agree. And, you know, just kind of taking some of the Jewish culture into it as well. I mean, the oldest child was very, you know, esteemed in the family, got all the inheritance. So to be the youngest, the runt of the family, you were pretty much the no one in your family system. So God uses the no ones. You know, I mean, we have another one later in the Bible where David, he was the youngest in his family and became king. He is no respecter of persons.
Well, that's a good point. Woo! That's a really good point. Great point for us to get you this Chris Tomlin song I haven't done for a long time. Awake My Soul. Love it. That's what needs to happen in some of us. How about you, listener? Need to happen in you? Tell your soul to wake up today and listen to the Word of God.
Yeah.
song. That's a great song, Angel. What happens when we really start meaning that and say to our soul, by the way, we are spirit, soul, and body. Spirit is the part that goes to Jesus when we die. The soul is our mind, our emotions, and our will, and our physical body. So often our minds need to be awakened. Our emotions need to come into check. Absolutely. We need to get control over some of that.
You know, I think we can get so kind of dead to our emotions. You know, we kind of wake up, we go through the same routines, we kind of do the same sort of things. It's just another week, another day. You know, days become weeks, become months, and we just get stuck there. And we're not really feeling it. We're not paying attention. And we do need to be awakened, because we have feelings and a soul and a purpose, and we have things we should be excited about. You know, and even when you're going through the tough times, and we will all go through tough times, there, God still plants those seeds of hopes in our heart that's what we can still hold on to even through those tough times.
And we can. And, you know, I think just enough was planted by God in Gideon that he was like, this is interesting, what's going on here. And sometimes God gets our attention, doesn't tell us the whole plan. Rarely does he tell us the whole plan. And expects us to walk in faith and say to those dry bones of our emotions and those places where we're just dead spiritually, wake up, you know, wake up and let's get serious about God. And in a way, that's what God does him here, because he says, he looks directly at Gideon in verse 14. He says, go in the strength that is yours, save Israel from Midian. Haven't I just sent you? He did not feel like he could do anything, but had God sent him? Yes, he had. And then we go on down to about verse 16, and God says to him, I'll be with you. You know, after he's saying, how, why, how could this be? No, not me. No, not me. And you'll defeat Midian as one man. In other words, God's the one behind you. You know, God's the one's going to do it. You may think you're doing it, but you're just the vessel I use to do what I want done. And that is so what God does in our lives, right, Nan?
I know that there's been times within my life that I've been asked to be in particular positions in the churches and things like that. And I'm like, am I, like, adequate to do this? And what always would come to me was, whom I call, I will equip.
That's exactly right.
You know, so he was calling Gideon to move forward and do as he led.
Yeah.
He was equipping him.
Yeah. Yeah. And so often all we can major on in our minds are our own inadequacies. We don't think about how God can transform our inadequacies and make us all that he wants us to be.
Absolutely. You know, and all he asks for us, you know, God asks us to do the possible, and he does the impossible.
There you go.
And I think that's going to be the example of where we go through with Gideon. You know, God, you know, is asking him, okay, well, do this, make this meal, make this bread, you know, do this. That's Gideon. Oh, I can do that.
I can do that.
I can do that.
He must have been a good cook, because he takes a goat and slays it and cooks it. Then he takes a half a bushel of flour and makes all this unleavened bread. And he makes some broth, he makes soup, and takes it back to where God is sitting, the angel of God. And at this point, he's not quite sure this is God or an angel or what it is. But he did what he could at that point, didn't he?
He sure did. He was a willing vessel. He was obedient. He didn't question, what? You know, what are you talking about? I can do this. Okay, I got this. He made that meal and did exactly what God told him. And then God showed him the impossible.
Exactly. And we're going to get to this in a minute, but Gideon's ministry starts right there in his own sphere of influence, his own hometown. And I didn't make this point this morning in sermon, but it's such a good one, that people that are called in ministry, so often they feel like, oh, I'm going to be an evangelist. I'm going to be on the road in the next 30 days. It doesn't work that way. We are called to minister right where we are. Bloom right where we're planted. Because as we bloom where we're planted, it's a training ground, isn't it, Dan? I mean, it's not, there's a lot of times we'd like to be out in big crowds and all that perhaps, but God says, no, I'm using you right where you are.
Well, you know, there's a lot of ways to be. I mean, you just reach out to someone with a meal. I mean, that's ministry. One thing that came to mind, I need to contact a couple. But bottom line, a couple have provided me with a bunch of professional moving boxes and labels and stuff like that for my boss, who is in the process of moving. And she was so taken back that these guys would do this, okay, these friends of mine. And so then when her husband was like, where did all this come from? Oh, some people from her church made arrangements for us to be able to have this, was the way she put it. So what has happened is they have ministered to her indirectly through me. I was just a conduit to get the stuff to
her.
There
you go.
And that's ministry.
Yes.
Because instead of her saying, oh, well, they had this and they gave it. Oh, no, they arranged for us to have it, was the way she told her husband. I thought that was kind of funny. But that there again is an example, you know, is this friend of mine called to go to Africa? I don't think so. But,
right.
You know, we can bloom right where we are and we can reach out. And I think if we, you know, there's been times in my life that I've prayed, God, please send me somewhere that I can minister to somebody.
Right.
And he'll open up the door.
Yes, he does.
You know, maybe it's a hospital. Someone's in the hospital. Maybe
right.
Visit them.
Right.
Don't have to stay long. Just visit them. And that lets them know that you care. But there's all kind of ways that we can, that, you know, Sister Angel. Angel has said, you know, just the different types of ways that we can do things and be there, you know, for people.
Oh,
and that he uses, like she was saying, that, you know, the people in the Bible are just ordinary people like we are.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I think with our sphere of influence too, they know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
They saw, I'm sure his family knew his insecurities and what he thought of himself. They knew what he was capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And when people know who we are and then God starts to transform that who we are, that just shows God's miracle working power in that life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has such a great impact.
Well, look at this. 4,000 years later, we're talking about Gideon, who felt inadequate in the least in his clan or his family. And here God appears to him and says, I'm going to make you a mighty warrior. You're a mighty warrior. Now, I don't feel like a mighty warrior.
But imagine what his family thought as he, you know, started allowing God to transform who he was and was obedient.
And it happens immediately, right away that first night. I love this story. So God tells him to, go fix a meal. Yeah, it's fine if you want to go fix me a meal. And he does. He brings back all his food. And then instead of sitting there and eating it, which we know Jesus in his resurrection body ate, so God could have eaten it, but instead he touches it with a point of a stick. And when God touches us, things happen. And what happened is, after all this food is laid out on this rock that he tells Gideon to put it on, it bursts into fire. Talk about that, Angel. Woo!
Well, you know, and you know, Gideon asked God for a sign, and God gave him a big one,
right? Yes.
You know, and so that had to be like, oh my gosh, what was he thinking? Like, all
right.
My hard work just went up in flame. Like, who knows what he was thinking? I'm sure there could have been a million thoughts. But the awe. The
yes.
moment of awe.
Yes.
Like God showed up.
Oh, God did show up. And so here we are, and this fire erupts, and suddenly Gideon sees God, sees that he's God. He's not an angel. He's God all himself. And he is so overcome with peace. Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
That's what happens when we come.
And Gideon builds an altar right there and calls it God's Peace. Why, Nan? Why? Why does God show up and it's peaceful? Because I know that's true.
That's just the way he is. He's a God of peace.
He is.
He's
yes.
a God of peace.
He is. And so this is what happened. And when we allow God to work in our lives and let his presence fill us and affect us and change us, and melt away some of our old bad habits and idiosyncrasies, we've been in contact and in the presence of Almighty God. And why is that so important, Nan?
I feel that we can accomplish more when we're in the presence of Him.
Right.
But just being in the presence of Him, not to accomplish anything other than just to be in the presence of the Almighty God is, I mean, most oftentimes when I feel more in the presence of Him is during devotion time, in that quiet time in the morning or the evening or whenever you're able to do it and spend some quiet time with the Word of God
yes.
in front of you. He'll lead you. And that's spending time, you know, with God, you know. And that's important. You know, I know that I have said on the show before, sometimes people have to get creative in how they spend time with God because they have, you know, two small children, got to get them ready in the morning, got to go to work, you're a single parent. You know, I was all those things, except I only had one child.
Yes.
But I managed to carve out, I got up extra early just to be able to spend that time with God, extra early. And, you know, and so you have to be creative, but you can do it, and you need to spend time with God because that's where you draw your strength.
Right.
You get strength when you spend time with God.
So Gideon has spent all this time, and we are coming up on the hour, and I didn't realize that we got to do the station ID here in just a minute. We're coming back to this in the second hour. Dear friends, please call a friend. Say, hey, why don't you listen to Living the Good Life with me today on 106.1 FM, 104.3 FM, or TantalkNetwork.com on your computer. We've got a lot more to discuss on this in the next hour here. And what a joy to be able to do this show. As we've been saying through this show, we have a brand new location for the ministry, and it's in Clearwater at 2058 Weaver Park Drive. And we're excited about our new place. It's beautiful. We've put a lot of hard work in it. And the services, already only two in there, last Sunday and this Sunday, did not disappoint me in any way. God's presence was there. We're going to talk more about God's presence showing up here, Angel, in just a minute. Anything you want to add to that before we go to station ID?
Oh, it's an amazing, it's a peaceful place to be, I'll tell you that.
It is.
You walk in there, and when I'm working there in the week, it's just peaceful.
Yeah, it really is.
It's really good.
So we encourage you to listen to our Thursday night show that Dr. Angel and I do, Go Yard, at 6:06 p.m. right here every Thursday night on this channel. And we encourage you to check out our website, bohmglobal.com. And we will be starting, got to get it revamped with our new place, but our webmaster's out of town right now. So we'll get that done here soon. But I can write it down if you can. I'll tell it to you one more time. 2058 Weaver Park Drive, Clearwater, 10 a.m. Sunday mornings, Wednesday night, starting June 5th at 6:30. p.m. for Bible study. Come and bring your Bible. Here we go. We'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back to the second half of Living the Good Life right here on Tan Talk Network. I'm Pastor Marcia along with Nan and Angel with me today. We have a wonderful group on the radio. There's quite a few of us that rotate with me on a weekly basis. Nan, you want to comment on what the radio ministry means to you and why we're doing this 12 years now?
It's a gigantic blessing to me. It's a blessing to me whether I'm on the show or if I'm listening to the show or I'm in the studio listening to the show.